else the outside goes. That's good. Let me pass, even though I can't actually get out here. That's kind of futile. All right. Oh, if this fucker would just pull forward, I could get... Oh, you suck. This could have gone better. Gonna let me go? Sure, no, he's definitely not. All right. I'm just gonna go now. That worked out, I guess. Still sort of blocking this other lane. Oh, just everyone inch forward just a little bit so I can straighten out and not block. There we go. Sweet. Okay, well, so I'm out here, I've heard, like I said, bad things about the weather, but the traffic apps don't say anything too, crazy, so, an hour, 7 minutes, shit, that's like 0 minutes, I might as well be home already. Well, it's a mess out here on these streets. Of people changing lanes and driving poorly and making bad decisions. I didn't realize until we passed these trees here that just how windy it is out here, too. Jeez, man. It's fucked up out here. And it's gonna get worse as I drive further on. Man, fuck. Well.
Our boots in the ground and saying, you know what, you know who we are, we're proud to be in the race, appreciate y'all having us here, here's our brand.
SiriusXM NFL Radio.
Getting increasingly wild out here. I love that you can continue to count on DJ Evil D to shout DJ Evil D is on the mix. Come on, kick it. Rockstar sent out a mixtape for some game they were putting out. The music didn't have anything to do with the game. They were just like, hey, we're putting out here's a mixtape we commissioned. And Evil D did one of the sides. And it was my first exposure to him. And it was like an old school mix or whatever. And it was just DJ Evil D just mixing a bunch of fucking classics and shouting, Evil D is on the mix, come on, kick it, every like fucking 3-4 minutes. And I was like, well, this guy
is really going for it.
Oh, man. All right. This will be an interesting drive home if it's going to get worse from here, water-wise. Because it is fucking raining out here. Ambulance coming through. Is it stopping right up here? Or, you know? Behind that bus?
Stuck behind a bus.
Apparently right here on this corner is not a clear view of the satellite. I don't know what the fuck is with it right here. Ooh, thunderstorms, it says. That's cool. I don't want to get a lot of thunder. Thank you. Oh, this is fucking shit going down right here. I'm apparently driving by where this ambulance was going. Well, we got like 4 cop cars. Fire department truck, not a fire truck, but like a fire department SUV or something. They're pulling a stretcher out. No, they're putting an empty stretcher back in. They got someone in a wheelchair here. A fire department wheelchair that they're rolling somewhere. Happened to that woman. They have loaded her into an ambulance. She was looking around, so she seemed cognizant and stuff.
You better get
okay. This, I don't know what this dude in this, like, city truck is doing, but he just flipped on his hazard. I don't know if he's, like, stopped. Okay, it looks like he's... Get out from around him. I don't know what the fuck this guy's doing. Still driving, apparently. No, no, wait. Huh? Okay. More cop cars up here. Oh, shit, that tree fell the fuck over, son. I bet that was in the street until relatively recently by the looks of it. Come on, you've been cutting this song up for fucking, like, what, 20 years? 15? How old is the song? You had time to work on these cuts, Evil D. They could be tighter.
Cubs, bad boy, that's what's up. After Bucks, crush crews after us. No games, we ain't laughing much. Nothing but big things. Check the hit list, I'ma twist shit. What changed with the name? Still here, you're rocking with the best. Don't worry if I write rhymes, I write checks. Who's the boss? Dudes is lost. Don't think cause I'm iced out, but I'ma cool off. Who wants but me? And if you don't feel me, then you can't touch me. It's ugly, trust me. Get it right, dog, we ain't never left. We just moved the silence and wept to the death. It's official, I survived what I've been through. We all got trauma, the saga continues.
It's official, he survived what he's been through. He's looking iffy for a while. What is it about this spot right here? I'm still outside. What would cause? Like, it's some of the same spots, just every around town, where it's just like, hey, satellite radio does not work here, even though theoretically it totally should. Jammers. People got bird jammers in their buildings. Can't get the signal from the bird. Can't get it off the bird.
Back behind your family, it make me real.
Okay, we are finally getting out of San Francisco. Pushing the Golden Gate Bridge. And rain's getting worse. Just as the prophecy foretold. Get out of this tunnel. Oh boy, wow. Fuck. It's real! All right, one more tunnel. Ugh. Oh boy. This rain is just coming at me sideways, just directly straight into my windshield. Fuck. And the wind is just kind of swirling, so it's not, now it's not, but. Fucking strap in. We got like 30 miles to go. Oh, you fuckers don't even know how to fucking merge. Nice fucking work. There aren't even that many fucking cars on the road. You fuck-ups want to fucking do this shit with the weather like this? Fucking jack-offs. Why would you put on your right signal when you are right alongside a truck? Is this lane end? What are we? Oh, what are we into? Am I gonna be stuck on the Golden Gate Bridge all night? Okay. All right. My bread, sit back, hold up my shake, roll up my tank, roll the bank.
Don't go to play, but I will roll the bank. 4, 5, 6, the niggas in your spot looking at shot. Thinking I'm sweet like apricots. That's when I let them know. I'm the Teddy Pendergrass. If you want me to let it go, I spit for life. You can't quit for life. Man, in the day with the kryptonite. These niggas love how I grip the mic. Chicks love how I grip the chip. Grab my dick and spit right. Can't in the brain. I can't in the game. Nothing left with the world knowing my name's nothing. You keep huffing, huffing for me. Me and he's at the door and the door bump rush. The label rush. The doors rush. The doors rush. The party rush. Anybody rush. Who's shoddy rush. In your lobby rush. All my enemies, feeling me, I'm sick of me. Masses, masses, and class, so I keep I'm out Fred Williams, only trying to rip up, cause of that millions. Whether Chuck Taylor's or Chuck Ted White, get your face crushed in Brooklyn. Frank Wilson, everyday hustlers, profession things like creeps in the vacant lot. Busting shots in the lot when they taking a lot. Love that, hit the body, kid. Shoot in front of your kids, I'm been slid to the next stage. Me and me, mine is on the way up. Put the slay up, next tape. Fix your face, won't miss the date. Some call me Mr. Hate, cause I got a list of hate. You know, 1 through 8 is on break. I can't relate. 38, I'm rushing the door and I can't wait. The labels, the doors, the doors, all doors. The party, everybody, put the shoddy, in the lobby. The industry, all my enemies, take the enemy, or take the rid of me. The fastest, in the class, to my talk about, I can't come to.
Everyone's moving real slow out here, and that suits me fucking fine. It sucks out here. I'm just going to keep going this way. I'm pretty sure the road's this way.
Every day,
course, yeah. Also, I'm coming down, like, the mountain here just after the Golden Gate Bridge going north. And at the bottom here, around Marin City, where the Best Buy used to be, the road would always flood like a motherfucker when it rained like this. So I might get down here and it might just be bad. And then, like, 5 miles ahead of that, like, Puerto Madera, near the mall where the Apple store is, the container store where I get my game boxes, like, the road floods around there, too, so we'll see how this shit goes.
I haven't been here since last year.
Has it been last year?
Yeah,
it's been last year. I haven't been here.
Wow. Yeah, when was the last time you were here? When MASH Pass was up?
No, I came in after that. That was
over 5 pounds. Yes. Yeah. That's when they had the group was up here with the Indian. They were talking about the reservations.
Oh, it's not. Yeah. That was when Flash did
Right. That was like November.
Yeah, that was November. November.
Right. So this is Toka Tuesdays.
That's right.
Filling in for the infamous, the famous, the godlike DJ Tony Touch.
Salute.
Crazy Sean Bizarro is in the building.
You messing with me.
Yo. Nah,
man. We here, man. Crazy.
Happy New Year. Yeah, man. My name is Emilio Sparks. 888-742-3345. Shade 45. Call us up. Say hi. If you have a request, let's do something. Evil D is tickling the ivories right now.
Look.
Are you going to play a little of The Shining?
Nah. Look, we're going to get into that because it's the 22nd anniversary of The Shining.
Wow.
And
22 years!
Debut album.
You know, I'm shining.
I got into a Soundboard Burial Blend.
Word. On the spot, live. He called you out.
I did.
On the spot.
Yo, you know when I'm up here? No mumble rap.
Yes. Yes.
No mumble rap.
Whoa.
No mumble
no
rap.
No auto-tunes.
No jiggaboo music.
Ooh.
No auto-tune.
Ooh.
What else? I don't know what that is, but none of that.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Yowza!
Bizarro's been drinking since like noon.
Yeah.
Yo.
Thunderbird.
Call us up, man. Let us know what you want to hear.
If you don't want to hear bubble rap, call us up.
If you want to talk about John Cena just beating Baron
Corbin. For real.
You can give us a call, 888-742-3345 at DJ Evil D, at Emilio Sparks, Bizarro. What's
crazy doing? DJ Bizarro on Instagram.
There you go.
You know, I got to say this, you know what I'm saying? We missed, you know what? I'm taping. Well, actually, listen to me. I'm taping.
Like, I got a cassette
tape? DVRing.
I'm catching. I got to catch Barack Obama joint, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's doing his last speech.
My last speech.
Yo, you know what?
How great of a president was he, though? Because look who we co-signed rap-wise. We're never going to get this again. We have a stubby white guy whose face will now look like a reversible jacket.
Yo.
So we're stuck with that fucking guy. But this Barry co-signed Wale, right?
Wow.
Kendrick Lamar.
Uh-huh.
BJ the Chicago Kid.
Uh-huh.
Chance the Rapper.
Uh-huh.
J. Cole.
Uh-huh.
Joey Badass.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Beverly Bond DJ at the White House Club.
Nice. So, what other? You are not going to get more of a socially hip president who had his finger on the pulse outside of what he was supposed to do with the country, but he actually knew what the people were listening to.
And you know what? I'm gonna tell you like this:
basketball, football. He was on top of.
We had our first black president. Now you're about to have our first orange president. Thank you. Evil D said it.
Yeah. Orange.
But we had a real hip president, and I think when it's all said and done, let's say even 5 years from now, I think we're going to look back and we're going to hold him in such a high regard, the same way people look at Kennedy
and FDR
and George Washington and Lincoln, because he did do a lot. Now, a lot of people say he didn't do a lot, but listen, that's apples and oranges, and the country could be divided with that.
And he tried to do a lot.
But for a cultural standpoint, especially within Shade 45 and hip-hop, I think we can really say that he brought social awareness rap to give it an importance because of guys like Kendrick, Cole, and Wale. So to me, that was amazing. Wale was, come on, like, one of the first rappers to go to the White House and hang out with the president, the first lady, and Amy Schumer. You look at Wale's Instagram, it shows it all.
I'm and he's the first president to call out a rapper. You know what I mean? If you remember. How many presidents you know?
Yo, but you
gotta understand. Oh, that guy, he's a...
Yeah. You gotta understand. Him and Michelle Obama, their first date was to go see Do the Right Thing.
Wow.
A lot of people didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, yo, come on, man. This dude knew what time it was. And then he rocked up in Harlem for a minute.
He had a copy of The Chronic in his car.
Somewhere, at some point,
he had that.
And he even, I think he, yeah, maybe smoking weed.
You said a mixtape?
Yeah.
About smoking?
I think he had been smoking weed, too.
You know what I want to see now when he's done and it's all said and done and he can just take a chill pill for a little while? I want to see him work on a mixtape. I want to see him DJ Khaled the game, DJ Drama the game, Beat Minus the game, Crazy Bizarro the game. Like, I want to see him do things like that where it's like, oh shit, okay, Barack is now going to, he's gonna co-sign an executive producer mixtape.
Yeah. Remember when he first won and they was partying after they won?
Yeah.
When you see Donald Trump on the one, it was like, good night. It was like, They weren't really celebrating.
Nobody's messing with
that. I will say this, and this will probably be the only time you'll ever hear me defend Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
He's 70 years old.
Yeah,
wow. Could I don't know how many 70-year-olds actually get it in and party. I mean,
but some like balloons, it was like woo something. Like,
I don't know.
Even a song. What's his theme song?
He ain't got one.
He ain't got one.
Cause he had a couple when they was like, yo, don't use my music.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shut him down.
The biggest celebrity he had co-signing him was Scott Baio. Charles in charge.
Scott Baio, really?
I quit.
Scott Baio, ain't he selling mayonnaise in Long Island somewhere?
What?
Nah, he's in Pico selling apples off the freeway.
Okay, my bad.
Scott
Baio gonna call us right now.
Alright, so let's do this.
This is what we gonna do. I'm gonna get up-to-date stuff.
This is great radio.
You want to do a little Barack Obama playlist?
The best of Scott Baio.
The best of Obama. What would if Evil D could pick Obama's brain? Would these be the records that he would?
You know what?
He would do.
I'm gonna make my Evil D version of the Barack Obama.
Leaving the White House.
And I'm gonna mix it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I would hope you would.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm not just going to play. I'm a DJ. I'm not going to sit here and just play records.
Yeah, man.
You think I'm a robot?
Man, look out the window.
All right, let's do it.
Look out the window.
All right, y'all up here. Cheer. The gang's all here. Follow us on Twitter, at Shade45, at Shade45 on Instagram.
Yep.
Evil D in the mix.
Yep.
Crazy Bizarro. A.K.A. Shamsi is here.
Scott Baio's here.
Scott Baio, you finished. Hang my jacket up.
Flooding ahead, reduce speed. All right. Spots where it normally floods. So every time you mention it, they say like you're too headed. But so far so good.
He takes it from you, she puts you on the aces of all the stripper places. They have the kind of clientele when they can trick her very well. You think it ain't your Peter, ain't your tech away your ego. She knows you need the ticket, and you know that she should be both. They call you fat lazy.
commentary crazy. They who will chop your face on the box of McCormick gravy. And now they in the voice, the ego making you get wavy. Changing how you hit the gym and say, what were you saying to me? The ego makes you do it, it makes you face the music. Or run away from life so fast that you'll outspend colorless. It has you think your deceptive ways of being altruist. Have the prettiest red eyes, but you change the system to bluest. The ego. I'll take the biggest house in Calabasas. Any room for Michael Phelps swimming classes. You need it when you're ballin', equally when you're fallin'. Or when those kids in school on your locker, they get you scrawling. Epitaph is racist and stupid and mean in nature. Something that can make you feel stronger when people hate ya. Ego make you violent, or govern like a tyrant. Or switch your dictionaries, word from vibrant to vibrant. Fool the girls to people selling tap water and bottles. Fool the girl with NYU scholarship, now she models. Ego has no ending, as people pretending. Religious zealots compel us, cause God's Lord is defending. This is the last tribe, and our ego hopes that you felt us. In closing for our ego, we know only God can help us. Ego, ego, I got an ego. 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 Ego, ego,
not so bad out here right now. Not as bad as it was back there. Ugh. Man. The thing, man, driving bad weather like that, it's just exhausting. You have to be so on your shit, just fucking careful and ready for anything, paying attention, just like, I mean, you know, you gotta be like that anytime you're driving, really. Like, double, extra, super, deluxe paying attention. When the weather's bad like that, you just, you know, know what's gonna happen. White knuckle, grabbing the steering wheel as tight as I can, just fucking going, fuck, for like the last 10 miles. Now Waze is saying in 0.2 miles there's a flood in the road. Which seems impossible right here because I'm about to go down a hill.
long time to kick it. See what was the best part about nigga, please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, romance, he just wanted the feel to her. But now he trusts Gola with Fine Valley boots, buff leather fashion and tough suit suits. Now she stop fronting once the speak get be coming to all the shows every single weekend. They get a deeper number, she be begging please. Dying for the day to get schemes. She call me baby.
Cool. It's a little hydroplane there, just a little one. Just to remind you, to let you know you're still alive.
Thank you.
fucking hate this. Hydroplaning getting more and more frequent. Fuck this. I'm gonna do this. I'm just sitting here thinking, I got to go to the airport on Thursday morning, like early. And I fucking hope it's not raining like this then. Maybe I should check. It'd be safer if we can just go to the airport Wednesday night, get a hotel. California all my life, and I can tell you, I have seen an empty dance floor, Dre. I have seen it. Flooded. Let's drive through this shit. Here we go. Okay. Oh. We'll be right back. shoot the lasers. We only got 2 miles to go. If it's been raining like this all day, then I bet the north end of town is flooded out again. It was over the weekend. Saw some pretty crazy pictures. Crazy pictures of roads that are like, I don't know, 2 miles away from me. You know, I was like, oh, well, I could walk over to where these roads are closed because there's water, you know, knee high or higher on the roads. Lights up here, which bodes well. Oh, this car is not moving. I need to get out from behind it because it is not going to go anywhere.
hours of drive.
I've had worse. But, man. All right, everybody. Stay safe out there, and see you in the morning.